All right, Gordo had a story in Muse in the News this morning at 7:15 about a woman called Throatzilla. And apparently you pay her for services, and she has come out this week and said that new Cowboys rookie offensive lineman Lael Collins acquired services from her but did not pay her. And she did that act of great admiration upon him, some other stuff that sounded pretty awful. She
Nasty.
Even said that he needed to be drug tested. She has a lot of accusations leveled at the new Cowboy. Well, joining us now on the ticket is the woman who calls herself Throatzilla, and we have disguised her voice as to not reveal her true identity, so she is kind of a deep throat informant for us this morning. Come in, Throatzilla.
Yes,
you
have me.
Yes, we have you. Thank you for your courage in coming forward.
Thank you. My voice is a little scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
I've endured some throat damage lately.
Well, we don't have to hear the details of that. And, you know, your allegations are pretty serious.
Thank you for using my given name. Throatzilla.
That is your given name.
Yes, it is on my birth certificate.
I doubt that.
I am called Throatzilla because I can fit a can of 30-weight oil in my throat without choking.
A can of oil?
Wow.
That's quite a party trick.
What happened with Lael made me more than gag.
Oh, no. Yes, it sounded like a bad experience for you.
It was so horrible and so bad.
Yeah, they kind of mean the same thing, but anyway.
I will tell you about the incident.
Please.
So there I was, knitting a serenity prayer quilt for my Sunday school class when I got a DM on my private family Twitter account.
A direct message.
Yes. By the way, my account is orally gifted to one follower.
Yes, meaning you're very local.
It was someone claiming to be a cowboy, wanting my cell number to arrange a meeting. I gave it to this individual with the hopes that we could share our favorite Bible verses.
Uh-huh.
It did not turn out that way. 20 minutes later, I received a cell phone text message on my mobile through a messaging app located on that particular phone.
Yeah, we get that.
Of which I spoketed earlier.
Spoketed?
It was Lael, and he was asking me for some mouth love.
Oh, no.
Because he had apparently fallen in love with me without ever meeting me. He then proposed an act that made vomit come up into my throat area.
Okay.
It was to eat something. That is another name for a donkey.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's really...
That was the most disturbing part of the story.
Part of his human body.
Mm-hmm.
I bid the job at $1 million.
You bid?
That's about what it would take anybody, right?
But settled for $20.
$20?
Yeah, yes. I went to his place of residence where he lives.
Lives?
He made small talk about sports. Then he said, well, I'm ready. he pulled his ankles back to the North Pole. And invited me to treat him like a chicken pot pie.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I stared at the hell before me. A cave that had no end. And oh, it was not just the sight. It was like he had marinated his glutes in a dumpster for about 2 weeks. His GI terminus was in pitiful shape.
Oh, man. We don't want to
hear this. There was garbage and birds surrounding it.
Birds?
Seagulls circling overhead.
That's not worth $20, what you did.
But I did the act.
Oh, gosh.
And then when it came time for him to pay, he said, "You've already got your treat."
Oh,
that's terrible.
It was not a treat for me.
No, of course not.
He then promised to take me to an Olive Garden. Because of the bread sticks.
Yeah, I think it's an endless supply of them.
But then I got mad about this and tweeted it.
Yes, you did. And that's what's caused the stir.
And now I have publicly humiliated him. Layo, I want my $20.
Okay. We'll see what we can do about that.
I cannot speak anymore. Oh. It is enough. It is time for me to not.
Throatzilla, but Throatzilla. Okay.
That is allegedly Throatzilla with us here on the ticket. I guess that's an exclusive.